The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Hey.
Hey.
Have we met?
Wow, I use that line a lot.
I'm Sandeep.
Pallavi.
Beautiful name.
Thank you. Emma, I've met someone.
Palu,
this is such good news.
I've been praying for a good man for you. Can you give me his date of birth?
You're not checking our horoscopes.
Talk to your daughter.
Astrology is unscientific nonsense.
Hmm. Are you wearing your bracelet?
Yes.
Good. It will protect you, darling.
If you're not careful, bad things could happen.
Palu, don't take it to heart. Your mother is in a very bad relationship.
How bad?
He was dangerous. He never really recovered.
I don't think he ever went away. He is Sandeep. Leave before it's too late.
I'm trying to save your life, Palu.
What's going on? It's your boy, Nikki Duse, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. Before we get into today's episode, please make sure you go check out the Hear Me Out podcast. Dope podcast with RJ and Bly. Basically, it's a podcast about two friends trying to convince each other to like something new. And me and Mike were guests on that, debating art house films versus blockbuster films. So please go check them out. Great guys and a great podcast. But for this podcast, we are reviewing one of the latest films to come on Amazon Prime Video from the Blumhouse collection, Evil Eye. And yeah, we got the cast with us. Well, most of the cast. We're missing Rod and B. I guess they didn't feel it in their spirits to watch this one. But what did y'all think of Evil Eye?
Okay, I'll start. So initially, I was really, really intrigued about the fact this was in, Indian. And I was interested to see, because I know I'd seen a couple of other films pop up that caught my interest that were Indian horrors. But I did not enjoy this at all. It was pretty predictable, more so than the other Blumhouse film that we watched. It wasn't interesting. And the most interesting thing about it was just the Indian culture to me. That was it.
Wow. Mike, what's up?
I liked this one. I liked it a lot more than Black Box.
Wow, really? Yeah,
this was the first one I watched. And while I definitely had some gripes with it, overall, I thought the story was interesting. Mm. Yeah, I dug this one.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, I think the aspects of the culture, which I know very little about, mm-hmm. was interesting to me. And then wrapping that into this horror element and using like their culture to kind of propel and push that, you know, so I thought that was cool. So, yeah, I did enjoy seeing something different.
Yeah, I enjoy Black Box more than this film. This film, I felt, was kind of drawn out longer than it needed it to be, especially when you get towards the end. You're like, okay, yeah. But I do appreciate, I don't know if this would this be considered Bollywood, or is this just like a...
Man, if you don't stop.
I'm asking a question.
Oh, I thought you were making a
joke. I'm asking a question.
No, I can't tell.
I was just asking a question. I was like, I don't think this would be it, but like y'all said, like I like to see different perspectives on, you know, horror. So... but yeah, it was a meh movie.
Meh.
It, to be honest, it could have been like a Law and Order SVU episode, and I probably wouldn't tell the difference. It's just an Indian.
We so just swallow yeah. Back and talk. But wait, you mean to tell me that this nigga used to be this nigga?
How? Exactly. Pretty much. But yeah, like the film starts off like. With just a flashback of a domestic altercation to what we come to find out is what the main character's mother, while she was pregnant with her and her former ex-lover, when he literally bashes her head against, you know, a bridge, which is like pretty...
Felt that shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That shit. Damn. I had a headache after watching it.
Did you really just rub your head?
I did.
And they kept going back to that flashback.
They
kept going back to it.
That shit looked like it hurt, Nick.
It did.
I thought she was dead.
It really did.
I thought she was dead.
He thought she was dead too.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah. So then we fast forward to Polaviv, and pretty much the whole premise of the movie, for the most part, is about Polaviv and her mother, Usa, Usa trying to get her daughter to find someone to marry, and she's up to on her 29th birthday, and she's like, "You need to find a man. The evil eyes watching you and all the other shit." And Polaviv is just taking it like, "Look, Ma, I'll find someone. And she, her mother even tries to set up on a few dates. And that's kind of where we find, you know, the story to come down. What did you guys think of the main character, Polaviv?
Looking at me?
Yeah.
I love her. I don't know why. Mm. I'm always like, not physically, like sexually attracted, but I've just always liked her characters whenever I've seen her in stuff. Like, she was in Mr. Robot, and I liked her in that. She was just in a movie that I watched, obviously, outside of this, and I can't remember what it was now. She's also on The Good Place. Mm. I haven't seen all of that show, but I've liked her on that show. So it was interesting to see, because she usually plays semi-comedic roles.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I was interested to see how she's going to play like a very serious role, and I thought she did really well.
Hmm. Yeah, this is my first time seeing her at all. Because I haven't seen The Good Place, or what was the other show you mentioned?
You never seen Mr. Robot?
Oh, Mr. Robot. Yeah, I have. I love that show.
She's the Indian girl that's part of the hackers, but she plays like this really mousy, kind of quiet. Huh. But she wears like a traditional hijab.
Okay.
But
I did like her in this though. I thought she was good at her role. Like being naive, mm-hmm. and unaware and unbelieving and annoyed by her mom and mm-hmm. stuff. So yeah, I liked her.
Yeah, I thought oddly enough, I think the acting in this one was better than in the last film, The Black Box, with the exception of maybe the boyfriend. But yeah, but other than that, I thought her and her mother actually did, and her father did really good acting wise. I liked her character. And I like the dynamic of seeing her here in America with her parents there in India, and the dynamic there of the American, you know, the Indians in America and being Americanized and the traditions of India.
I don't think I've ever seen her in any of those others. I haven't watched Mr. Robot or any of that. So this is my first time seeing her.
You never seen those commercials where the guy, he has like a, what do you call those signs that they go out in front of buildings and spin around?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's like this commercial that I see like every single day, like multiple times. Oh, you don't watch cable TV, do you?
Not like that.
Oh, never mind.
So you probably wouldn't see. So yeah, I didn't. chill out, kid. But yeah, I've never seen her. So this is my first time watching it. I was like, she like an Indian version of what, the lady from The Wrong Missy? Remember that?
You think
you're
so
stupid?
I didn't know where it was gonna go. I just got worried when he said the Indian version. I'm like, oh shit, yeah. We're in trouble.
No, that's just like she. That's why, like, when Mike said like she's done comedic stuff, like, oh, that makes sense because she looks like the girl who did that. So I can easily see that.
She does not look like that Wrong Missy.
She looked. That's what I was like.
That was an ignorant ass movie.
That movie was stupid as fuck.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I still haven't finished that dumb shit. She don't look nothing like her.
She looked like that to me. But I feel like they underutilized her character. I thought the whole movie was really about her mom, which I didn't really expect. Especially since the daughter is the one dealing with the, you know, the piece of shit boyfriend. So I wish they kind of added a little bit more depth to her, even though she was dealing with some stuff. I felt like we were always seeing her from a response from what her mom was doing. It wasn't like, what are you doing like on a day-to-day to see what kind of shit he's into? At least how the movie played out, it skewed heavily towards the mom at the end, which makes sense, obviously, because how it ends. But I wanted more interaction with Polaviv a little bit more. What did you guys think of her mom, Usa?
No, I liked her mom's character. Like I said, I liked the acting in this, with the exception of the boyfriend.
Were y'all getting tired of like the random flashbacks at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was cool with it. Because I mean, I figured something. Honestly, when I was watching it, I thought the mom was crazy too. At least for the first half of it, I was just like, yeah, she's bugging. That, you know, and I do like
the mom's character. I like her. I like that actress.
Yes, I love the actress.
She's dope. Mm-hmm. First of all, she's fucking gorgeous for an old
she
woman.
She was, yeah, yeah.
She I would, is
yeah.
Beautiful.
She all right. You know, I remember her from, was she in Daredevil?
She's in Punisher. She in
Punisher.
Yeah. Well, no. She was in.
She was in one of those.
Jessica Jones.
She was the Matrix woman's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. That's Jessica Jones.
And she was also in that old Denzel film, but I can't think of the name of it now.
Oh, the one who was on the island?
Dating her. It was called like something Masala. It was like some racist ass name.
Is it older?
Yeah, it's
really
like early.
Old. It's like early Denzel.
Like before Gloria.
Mississippi Masala?
Something like that, yeah.
When he was on the island with a Hawaiian shirt, I was like, this is...
yep.
Oh, wow.
And she was bad then.
Yeah, but you can tell she's one of the people that aged
bad for a minute. Yeah. But yeah, I like it. She's a really good actress. But I thought she killed her role. She was the best actress in the whole shit to me.
She was.
Yeah, especially, I mean...
Her mannerisms.
She was very traditional.
I loved it.
But it wasn't, I mean, saying she's the best actress ain't that big of a...
Because her fucked up.
Not
damn,
because,
Nick.
Bro. Not because, like, her... Look at who she working with. Like, her husband was like...
Her husband was hilarious.
Good.
Yeah, he's shitty, my favorite
bro.
Character.
Like, you already knew you got a mind.
Yeah. It was like, you're delusional.
He's calm now.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah,
he was my favorite. That's your wife, bro. You're supposed to... Look,
he been. You think about how long he probably haven't been dealing with that shit, bro.
He get you help.
Exactly.
He need to see a doctor. That's how he was.
He probably heard that. He probably heard her talk about this shit at least once a week.
Mm-hmm. He's like, here we go again.
Yep.
Usa with her bullshit.
Yep.
But
who is he today, Usa? Is it the mailman? Is he the fucking carrot? Like, who is he?
Is he the monkeys that's walking around?
The monkey at the beginning of the movie?
Right.
Is that your axe right there? Is somebody shooting something at me?
Right.
Come on, bro. What we doing? What we doing today, Usa?
I just feel like after a while you gotta start listening to your wife. Like, all right, if she's saying
about another nigga,
right?
If your girl's like, Nick, it's this other nigga that I used to date, and he keep popping up. I think he's dating our daughter now.
And another, come on. Yeah.
You're like, if you don't get your ass out my
face. All right, I get what y'all said. But I thought he was going to come around, though.
Mm-mm.
And protect her, at least. You ain't see, he was everywhere when she wasn't, when she needed his help.
I did think that was actually kind of a cool aspect, though. Like, the whole Indian culture and how big reincarnation is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was an interesting kind of thing to go down. But I mean, I don't know much about Indian culture. I know a little bit. But it seemed like everything that they were showing was fairly traditional. It fit and it made sense. You know, I know they're like their parents are very big on marriage to the point of like black parents are bad, but I think Indian parents are 10 times worse. Mm-hmm. Like if you're not married at 20, they think that something is desperately wrong with you.
And not even just married, like the person you marry has to be successful within their own right to bring something to the table. Yep. Which is
that
what
arranged marriage thing is so odd. Mm. It's so odd. And even like the horoscope part that they were doing, they're big in that culture and just making sure the numbers align and what did the parents do and when was he born and will they be a good match? That's very interesting to me, just the whole love relationships and the marriage relationships, just from spending time there, like the way some people like are in, like will completely buck that and have a love marriage, as they call them, versus an arranged marriage, and how I met people who were in arranged marriages, married bachelors. So they have children with their wife that they were arranged with, but they still date and have sex with other women. It's really the whole situation is very interesting. It's real interesting.
I should have known about that when I was 19, 20. Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Would have been loud.
I move.
Give me a Usa.
Man, I got an evil out. Never mind.
You trying to give it the evil eye?
Get away, Mike.
Hey, look at this. Look at this. Look at the evil eye. Look at him now.
Look at him dead in his eye.
Look at him dead in his eye.
He like eye contact.
It's got something on. Blow it down. Blow it down.
Jesus Christ. What's the next question,
Nicholas? Oh, man, that was on me. but I wanted to get your perspective on the whole, like, the relationship between the mother and the daughter, as far as like the marriage and the at a certain age, the mother was like, you need to find someone. Do you have situations that you could relate to, or friends who've been in that situation where, as far as like how
I remember when I turned 18, my grandmother kept trying to hook me up to get me married. And I don't know what it was. Whenever I would go up to Detroit to visit, she would always send me on dates with the boys from the church. Mm-mm. And my daddy hated it. But she was like, you're getting older and it's time for you to start looking for a husband. I'm like, I'm in my freshman year of college. Would you leave me alone? So, yeah, I mean, there are certain aspects. And even once I got to a certain point, my parents were like, all right, so when you going to settle down? Because now you got a kid and, you know, it's going to be slim pickings for you because you got baggage. So,
damn.
They said it like that, or that's you paraphrasing?
That's me paraphrasing. My father might have said it like that, but that's me paraphrasing. But yeah, like it comes a time, especially as a young woman, where people start to, especially if you have a traditional family, they start to worry like, okay, it's time, you can't find no man, what's going on? So yeah, I do kind of relate in certain ways with that, but it surely wasn't to that.
Yeah, yeah, understandable. Ken, going off of that, Ken, I was wondering, like, once we find out that, you know, Sandeep is her former ex reincarnated, which is crazy how they explain that. When he meets up with Usa for the first time, when he, you know, gets her, he traps her to coming over and stuff like that, because that's who he really wants to see. That conversation that they had in that hallway, that was like, it was, you know, very, you know, tense, because you never knew what he was going to do, because especially the way he was like playing like a villain. But did you think that he has some valid points as far as his criticism of her and her relationship with her daughter?
So it's been a while since I watched it. What did he say?
Basically, he was just like, look how you know, like, you've pushed her to me in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, you've always asked for her to find a man who's this and that. And now you come to find out it's me. And now you don't want her to get married. Now you don't want her. Like, she literally hit a 180 within the film. Like, she was pushing her towards a man. And then when she finds out who he is, she's like, no, she's coming with all these reasons not to even trust him, which throws off her daughter, of course, because she's like, what's going on, Ma? I thought this was everything you wanted.
That's some slick shit. Because if it wasn't you, she wouldn't have a problem. You see what I'm saying? So she only has a problem because you the motherfucker that tried to kill me, and now you with my daughter. So everything that I've said prior to that is still in play, except it just can't be you. Your ass is supposed to be dead. And you standing right here talking to me in some other person's body. So no, I don't think he had criticism. I think it, you know, you could probably look a layer or two deep and look at how the pressure of parents pushing their daughters to get married and the dangers that could come from that, mm-hmm. with them hooking up with somebody that they probably didn't want to hook up with that may be bad for them. So if you want to go a little bit further than that, then you can look at that aspect of it. But outside of that, nah.
He said, hi, auntie.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was a little weird. I didn't know why he called him auntie and uncle, but
I had to look it up.
I asked my girlfriend that. Apparently, that's their version of respect. Mm-hmm. Like, they call all elders auntie and uncle.
Even if that's your mother and father-in-law, or potentially?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Until you get married, that's uncle and auntie.
I mean, we do it in a black culture. Go tell your auntie mm-hmm. such and such.
Uncle Charlemagne, Uncle mm-hmm. Steve, but... There's if you don't do it, then it's a sign of disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes
sense. Because I had to ask him, I was like, well, if I ever meet your parents, I don't really feel cool with calling your mama auntie. That sounds weird. Exactly. She's like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, like, that would be offensive. That would be.
I don't know if it'd be offensive or just weird, but I think it's just strictly an Indian thing that if you meet someone that's older, even if it's somebody at the gas station, she said, it's just like, yeah, you just tell them, hello, uncle.
Learn something new every day. What did you guys think about towards the end, Usa, and when she finally comes over and they have that dinner scene? It was Pallavi, Sandeep, and Usa. And
I didn't like that.
And they were just trying to act. He was trying to act normal, of course, because he knows what was going on, no ruse.
But how'd she get there so quick? Don't it take like 2.5 days to fly from fucking India?
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, they said he was super rich. He owns like a bunch of stuff, so maybe he got a private jet and he probably flew her out.
He was a smooth looking motherfucker, though.
Wait, did he know she was? I thought he didn't know she was coming. I thought she surprised both of them, didn't she?
Nah, he got on the phone with her. Remember, he was like, "Oh, you saw the earrings? I seen you like the picture."
But
I don't think he knew that she. I thought she came because she got to save her daughter. Right. And she just popped up.
Which that was slick with the earrings and shit.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But she just said.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. my daughter was like, wait a damn minute.
My thing was like, out of everything she said, the earrings is the thing that's going to be make you pause and like, oh, this nigga ain't really.
If I got some big ass sapphire earrings and my mama got the same goddamn sapphire earrings, how the fuck you get my earrings? Yeah, that's I'm going to notice that.
You thought she should have trusted her before that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's your mama. Like,
your mama is telling you that this motherfucker is reincarnated from an old ex that used to beat her ass.
Even she's supposed to be like, okay. Even though I knew what the movie was about, even I thought she was crazy. And she was like, he was born 9 months after he was tossed off the river. Yeah, I thought, I was like, man.
But I was thinking
that
more.
That was racist as hell.
What? My accent?
The accent. That's why I had to stop, Nate. I was going to do it too, but I was like. She did the bounce with it.
I was like, wait, is that the mask? Or is she really trying to do the accent?
It's the mask.
And it was, nah. Because Nick is right. When she was doing the bounce,
I thought she was over there for a while, Mike. You know, she picked up parts of the culture.
You're right. She adopted a little bit of it. Roderick, how would you do this?
I felt like I fucking lived there. Yeah.
Man, that's hilarious. But that the whole mother being unhinged part actually was cool, because how else are you going to introduce like reincarnation to like an American society, like have them like not think it's completely goofy? Like, I feel like they had to make it seem like Usa was crazy for half the film. Mm-hmm. If they started off and you just automatically already knew, like, oh yeah, he's definitely the reincarnated body of an old ex, and they've been like, well, this is stupid.
But I guess that I felt like I did know that that was obviously where the movie was going.
Yeah, they let that go too early.
Yeah,
yes.
Way which too is why early. I didn't like it.
Yep. I get that. That's why I felt like it dragged on too.
Because I was trying to figure out, like, damn, man, like, is it this motherfucker?
He's acting weird. What's
I thought
deal?
It was his son or something. Like, he came back for revenge for his daddy.
And if you watched the trailer, you knew exactly what the fuck was going on.
See, I didn't
too.
Watch
so
the trailer.
So that was part of my problem too. Mm. I watched the trailer. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I watched the movie and I was like, damn, like the second scene she meet the nigga, like, oh, this is the movie.
Now she did get the hookup because even though the motherfucker tried to kill her. But y'all saw that other motherfucker that came in, the original person.
The
was
real goofy.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, you got saved.
You chose it. Well, did he?
Well, she didn't really, because the motherfucker was a killer. But, you know, when the other motherfucker walked in, I was like, oh, I would have liked to see how that went.
My thing was like, when he came up to her, have you ever done the, hey, have we ever met? Like,
no. Some corny ass shit. Have we
and
met?
And she called him out for it, too.
She's like, that's the best line you got?
Right. Bro. Yep. But,
A better actor could have pulled that off. Sandeep was one of the worst actors in the fucking world. He was terrible. He just came off boring and bland.
There's like, nothing scary about him.
Right.
Felt like he smiled too much.
It was nothing mysterious. Like, even somebody acting like the perfect person, like, you can act so perfect that it's weird.
Exactly.
And it just didn't.
Yep. Like the moment I was really just like, I'm done here, is when they were at the party and they're like talking about him from across and the girl's like, oh, you're really into him. She's like, I don't know if I am. No, I'm not. And he looks and
he turned back around. Hey, like, I cried.
With the baby. With the baby, too.
With the fucking Thriller.
I cried because I'm like, how the hell did he know to turn around when she left?
He turned around. God.
He turned around like a girl who knows somebody looking at their ass. I was like, bro, yo, get your ugly ass out of here.
Oh, shit. He turned around so slow. Like, what the fuck? He gritted too? Like, what are you gritting about?
He turned around gritted already.
He's like, you talking about me?
Who, me? Little old me?
I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Horrible. Ooh, he's so bad.
He did the bad bitch roundabout. What?
The bad bitch roundabout.
Oh, God. Man. He's trash.
I don't. Yeah. Now that I think about it, but that ending scene, that was probably his best acting though. Like, once we get to the dinner scene, and then like she does the earring reveal, and then when she tell her daughter, get down.
Oh yeah.
Somehow. I thought shit was gonna pop off, and then I'm like,
well, first of all, you let her mama beat your ass with the pot.
My thing is,
oh yeah,
there was no coordination with that fight scene. I thought it was gonna be some more.
That fight scene was terrible.
That fight scene was trash.
Like he straight up shanked the mama.
Shanked her, and she still picked up
with
a pot.
Thick ass knife too. Like she should
still
be gushing.
Picked up a pot and bust your ass 3 times with the pot.
Not even that. When she gets up, what's the first thing she do? She look at him dead in his eye like, "I'm darling, here with you,
darling."
Mm-mm. It's too late.
Why is it? Why he literally choking the shit out of her daughter? Like he looking at her. Come on. Pick up the knife. She gonna pick up some cayenne pepper and throw it in his eye.
Because what? How did she?
Them spices hit very different.
I want some, man.
Man, it ain't like black fights.
No, it's
like,
not.
No.
I can't touch it.
It could burn a hole in your stomach.
Mm-hmm. I like spicy awesome. Foods. Right.
That's different.
Have you had traditional Indian food? Like not from like a little.
Oh,
like but like I can't Indian say that.
I only go to level 2. I don't go past that.
I do no spice.
Yep, that's what you gotta
no
do.
No spice.
And it's still spicy.
It is. Like they would look in the restaurants, I'd be like, no spice. They're like, no spice.
I'm about to find me a spot there on some real shit.
Nah, I can tell you where to go, but I went one time with an ex's parents and I had just a little bit of the soup and it put me on my ass. I couldn't eat nothing else. Damn. I mean, I have acid reflux problems anyway.
Yeah.
But that shit set it off.
My family's traditional cooking is similar to like Indian cuisine. Mm. So our spices aren't that spicy, but like my mom would usually go to those restaurants whenever she was sick because it was so spicy, it would help her relieve nasal.
Oh wow!
All that stuff because that's how spicy it was.
I will give them it seasoned a little different. So even with some of the spice, I could do a little bit because it's still got a seasoning to it. But no, that kick is different. So yeah, it probably would. It would probably bind you if it. Because
that's how you found out, right? The chili or something like that. Uh-huh. What was she cooking?
The tea. Or something like that. Wasn't
chai.
It?
Yeah. That? Where she don't know how to cook chai or she don't know how to make chai. Is that what you're talking about? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they all realized that, oh, this motherfucker is.
Oh, no, you skipping the scene where they had that dumbass conversation. She's like, I'll go upstairs, you stay downstairs. No, you go upstairs, I'll stay downstairs.
That was so annoying.
I was like, bro, come on.
Like, somebody do something.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck is going on? How do you know each other? I was like, all right, they extended that scene too long.
She did say something about my chai tea. He was like, no, it's not as good as yours. And then he tried to catch himself.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
That was the first thing that she caught. She was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I've never had like straight up like Indian chai. So.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I love chai, but I've never had it from like an actual Indian person.
She beat the shit out of him with that crock pot, though.
She sure did. She with that Dutch oven, honey. She said, boom. The fuck out of him.
That George Foreman grill shit. Hey, he kept getting back up, too.
He did.
He said some goofy shit, getting knocked out.
She said, pow. He went right down. Yeah, that was.
Wait, what happened to the. I forgot what happened to the dad.
Dad wasn't there the whole time. You never see him after that.
She left the dad at home.
She did. He's like, I think she went to the airport.
Oh.
I don't know why she didn't just bring him. She could have used some backup. Because
he thought she was crazy.
But that's your husband.
She could have just been like, yo, I want to go visit Pallavi and just make sure everything's cool. You want to come?
That he would, listen, no. He was like, I know what you're doing. You done called a private investigator and everything. I thought that was funny. He's like, you hired a private investigator? Yeah. Like, what is wrong with you?
I loved him.
Yeah, me too, man.
Like, this has to stop.
Like, even though you could tell he was somewhat hysterical, like, he was so calm with it, too. Like, it was, but
like,
it,
nothing message, bothered him.
Yeah, like, the message got across because he reacted. He was like, oh, you ain't coming? Okay, I'll bring you some candy back from the party, whatever.
But he did have to call his daughter. Like, look, let me tell you about your mama.
Mama over here tripping.
Yeah, so you know what's going on. Yeah, so this is why she is the way she is. We'll be back after this quick break.
But they end up killing the dude.
How did they kill him? I can't remember. I watched it twice, too. I
know the
pot.
I thought she stabbed him. No?
No, she knocked him the fuck out.
And that killed him?
I thought she stabbed
him. She brain damage. Down and then he hit. It was almost like the bad hair scene when he hit the floor. It's like, I guess he hit it so hard that he went out.
Okay. Well,
I think he probably died at the hospital.
Look, them Dutch oven pots are.
Yeah, they're
weapons.
Them the truth.
Like, them motherfuckers, man. They heavy.
Dense. They dense.
Yeah.
He did die at the hospital.
Mm hmm.
Because you remember the very last scene.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, what is this going to do? By the time he's old enough to do some shit, Pallavi going to be...
No, that's the point. So it's a whole cycle. So she'll keep having kids. Her family will have kids. And I guess Pallavi's daughter or whoever she has.
What if she don't? And you did all this for nothing. Yeah.
What if she have a son?
Skip a generation. I don't know.
What if she have just a son?
Maybe reincarnated as a woman. I don't know. But yeah, that's what I gathered, that it's just going to be a cycle, which is why the mom said, you'll teach your daughter to protect herself, and she'll teach, and we'll just pass it down.
So she can't never take off that ankle bracelet.
She can't take off the ankle.
Well, shit, how long has this been going on then?
That was the question that I did lead. Like, was there somebody before? Did your mama just not say shit to you? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that aspect.
Hmm.
That maybe this dude's been reincarnated like 16 times.
Yeah, they families is just linked for some reason. I don't know.
Damn, that's fucked up. What was even more fucked up is that while her mom and probably were at the hospital, the doctor that came in, she was like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The game,
I'm like, nigga, stop, baby. The just game.
You see him? He a doctor.
It was like, I forgot what language she said he knows how to speak. I was
Hindi.
Like, nigga,
Hindi.
Yeah, nigga, Hindi. You just in the hospital after dealing with some
this
shit.
Serious, look.
Hey.
I'm fine now.
You
what's
just
up?
Got shanked, bro. Why don't you chill out for a little while?
And he fixed me.
Because how you know that ain't him too?
Bro, it could be.
You don't know how he's coming back? He can just jump from body to body.
Yeah. But it was good to hear that Pops was on the way. Because I thought they just weren't going to mention him at all.
It might as well.
She's like, your dad's on a plane. He on the way.
Pops said, like, look, that's what you fucking get.
For real?
I told you, calm your stupid ass down. And now you done got stabbed. Good. Are you alive? You going to make it? All right, cool. I told you so.
He said, I ain't going to get Eva. I'm going to give you a stank face. That's what you deserve. Oh, man. So, but did y'all enjoy the film and everything? You ready for the sequel? Like Mike said, it's going to be an Evil Eye 2.
Evil Toe.
Evil Eyes.
I would like to watch more from that, more horror movies from that culture. Because I think I saw a tweet that said that they were really hyped about that. Mm-hmm. Like Indian people. They were like, oh man, we found, yeah.
There's a lot of folklore that they can go into.
Yeah. Yeah. So they thought it was cool to really get a chance to see, you know, these type of movies, you know, with them in it.
You don't see South Asian leads being in horror movies, just like you don't really see black folks.
Like mm-hmm.
You just don't. But there are some good, like, you should watch this one called Under the Shadow.
Okay.
It's fucking awesome. But I mean, it's all subtitled, but it's like one of my favorite horror films of the past like 10 years. It's really
good.
It's really good. It's creepy as shit, but it's really good.
Okay, yeah.
Way better than this.
Cool.
Although I did like this movie.
But so it was part of this one, I know you're closing out, was because it was American?
Yeah, they were excited just to have South Asian leads in an American film because that's not something that usually happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they liked the fact that it was very close to traditional Indian culture. Like a lot of the things that were happening in that film are things that they really do, and that's really like cultural.
Mm.
It would be like if white people made a black movie and they just got it fucking right finally.
Yeah.
But I don't think white people made this. I think the person
was Indian.
Was actually yeah, like Indian. The person who actually made it. But, you know.
The screenplay and everything was written was done by...
Right.
Yeah.
But they actually got a you know, big major name, production. White, reputable company to get behind it. But I know it's not doing well. Most people don't like this film. So... They should have got better actors, really.
Is it... Because, you saw all four, right?
No, I've only watched Black Box and this one.
Okay.
Well, I haven't watched the other
two. You watched all four?
Yeah, I watched all four.
What are the other two?
I thought we were doing all four. The Lie and...
Nocturne?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So I'll be curious to see... I haven't looked to see what the response was for all four of them. But I guess I'll look now because I didn't want to look before we started talking.
I think they're intentionally trying to be like culturally friendly or something like that, or like inclusive. Because I think if not both of the other films, at least one of the other films is led by a woman. Like a woman wrote it and directed it or something. Mm. So I think they're just trying to.
Okay.
But I don't know if the other two are any good. I haven't read anything. I didn't watch any trailers for any of these films. So I'm walking in completely blind.
Yep,
which helped. I feel like because if what you're saying, if the trailer gave everything away, I'd have been really annoyed.
It really did. So maybe I would have enjoyed this more if I hadn't kind of known what was happening going in. I still think I would have felt like it was drawn out, but
yeah.
Yeah, this movie could have been an hour.
You hating, bro.
It could have. He's not lying.
Y'all hating. Make it a Mando special.
Racist.
But it was, I mean, but I do want to see more of horror within this culture. Again, just more perspectives. I like this collection. I like what they're doing. The quality will get there. You just got to start, you know, not everything's going to come out the gate.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. But it's Blumhouse. How are y'all coming out with low quality like that?
I think
this?
Blumhouse is getting too big.
What has Blumhouse done?
Is
that what it is? Help me out.
They've done Get Out. What was the other one that they had another big film?
I think Blumhouse. Hereditary.
No. That was A.
Who would you say?
Was that
Hereditary? Was A24.
No, that was A24. A24,
yeah. It feels like Blumhouse is on a bit of a
decline.
Tough run.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I think they've.
I mean, did
their
they
name,
just have a? Did they have a? Did they have like a hit and then they haven't?
Oh, they've had hits, but when you see
The Purge, all the Purge series.
Yeah, they did The Invisible Man. They did The Hunt. They did Ma. I mean, though Ma wasn't great, but they did Ma. Like they did Delirium. They did Us. Someone was just talking about Black Christmas. Was that you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did that. I mean, it looks like they are fairly hit or miss, but
yeah. That, I mean, that's how I felt with most of the ones that I've seen. Like when I started to watch Black Christmas, and then I saw Blumhouse was behind that, I was like, oh, this might be good. But then I was like, but they've kind of struggled with some of their releases.
Yeah. I mean, they do have, I mean, Hush, Sinister, Cam, Upgrade, Insidious.
They have hits.
You know, definitely have hits, but I think they put out a lot of movies, whereas A24 is a lot more selective about what they'll release. Mm-hmm. Blumhouse just released a lot of shit. But so far, it's been where they have more hits than misses. So if all four of these are meh, then that's not going to be a good look for them.
Well, that's the thing. As long as their hits are still mega hits, like Get Out, Us, you know, The Purge, then they can still last. That's what I was saying. Like, I think
I don't know. Because if you got these four that may be meh, and then Black Christmas came out, that's five movies that they don't put out.
Yeah, but you also think, again, like the context that I'm thinking of is like
in 1 year.
It's Amazon Prime.
Right. They went straight to streaming, so you kind of expect less.
That's true, too.
All right,
because they specifically partnered up with Amazon Prime, and the whole like promo of this, which I haven't watched all four, so I don't know yet. But apparently, there's supposed to be a centralized theme with all four of the movies,
which is the reincarnation situation.
No, not real. Well, I guess kind of. Yeah, because maybe that might be what it is.
That's what I felt like the thing was with them. It was like somebody else coming back as a different person.
Maybe that's what it is. But I mean, if you look at the poster for this, they're all. There's a house and there's four floors. Each of the floors is a different film. And it's supposed to be where all four of the films share a centralized theme. So maybe it is the idea of coming back or whatever. I don't know.
But I think the point about them going to Hulu, and et cetera, you can experiment more with less risk. So you don't have to worry about bombing at the box office.
Yep.
So it may be something like somebody in there be like, oh, I like this idea, but it not, but it may not be worth the full backing. We'll just put our name on it, you know? So just kind of show support. We're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, you know, rappers, it is a good, you know, that's the homie. I don't like his music. But hey, here's a retweet.
right.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Any last thoughts on the Evil Eye?
Cool. I'm good with it.
Both of these was cute.
Cute.
That was cute.
Cute horror.
You're trying to be polite. This is hilarious.
I wouldn't recommend them to anybody, really.
Yeah, unless if the only thing you got is Amazon Prime as far as subscription, then have at it. But you can work your way down to this. Let us know your thoughts. FPS Podcast, Reddit thread. That's also our handle for IG and Twitter. We would love to hear more recommendations from you all.
Nate, I have a question. Are we going to do more horror?
I want to.
You mean in general?
In general.
Do you not want to?
I want to.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I am too.
Mostly what I watch anyway.
It's my second favorite genre behind sci-fi.
Because this year, I was talking to Mike about it. This year, a bunch of shit was supposed to come out.
Yeah, and it all got postponed.
Really? To 2021. So that's why, again, it's just like.
I'm starting to get into it. I'm going to watch Hereditary before the week is out. I'll let you know what I think.
I'll watch it, and then if you want to...
I mean, I was going to say, we could always just do like a... We could always do a review of it. I mean, I've seen it 100 times already.
Cool beats. I'm up.
Have you already seen it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think B watched it.
Yep, he watched it.
Can you get Rod to watch it?
No.
No.
But
I don't think it's going to be good for him. I don't think it's going to be good for you, but I'm super curious to see your reaction.
If I could do the other weird shit that you had me watching.
What other weird?
It was the Black Coast Daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't really weird, though. It's just...
disturbing.
There's some scenes like where it's like... Midsommar
disturbing?
I think it's a little bit more.
Okay.
Just because of... Yeah, there's some parts where... I mean, I don't jump at shit, but there was literally a part when I saw in the theater, I was like, oh, God damn. And I remember there's these two Black women behind me because we all saw it for free because they did like a promo run. Mm-hmm. These two Black women behind me, one of them was like, what the fuck did you take me to? And when it ended, you know, I was crying. Man, they were walking out and she said, you are never picking the movie again. I die. And she's like, this is not funny. I was like, the fuck it ain't. This is funny as hell.
You know I love Jesus.
You know I love Jesus. Why are you bringing me to this shit?
I love Black people.
But yeah, I mean, if y'all want to cover it, I'm sure people will listen.
You know? Oh, yeah. They want
to
know.
Yeah, they wanted to do Midsommar when we reviewed that and also this one. So yeah, we
can
do it.
Well, we can do it next week. Oh, no, we got to do these other ones, don't we? The other two.
What other ones?
The other two Blumhouse things.
Oh, we do? We are?
We can. Don't have to.
Yeah. Oh, we don't. I mean, if y'all don't want
it's
to.
It's on y'all. I'm down.
I want to watch His House and Hereditary.
You want to just do those instead?
We could do that.
Because you clearly didn't like the other two. Because you said it was five that were bad. So you basically said.
No, just average. Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad because you already watched all of them. So, I mean, if y'all want to do it, I'll still watch the other ones.
Can't
I
be
care.
Watching all types of shit. So
I do.
It's up to y'all, man. I mean, we can do that or we can do His House and Hereditary. It's up to y'all.
I'd rather do His House and Hereditary.
I don't care.
We can come back to it. That's what I'm saying. These will probably get more clicks, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what the people say.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, once these two drop, they might be like, oh, I want to know what y'all thought about the other two.
And then we could always go back to them the week after.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to hit a slow period anyway.
Yeah. All right.
I thought that was an animal.
Oh.
That whatever this Black thing is, I thought it was moving. Sorry.
I see how you see
it. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is that?
That ain't no damn puppy.
That ain't no damn puppy.
But all right, that'll do it for us this week. We out. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.